that they have beef back in that vicinity, and it's what it just like to be cooking in your own yard.
Yeah. You said your children were raising. What?
They wanted to go out to see what it was.
How did you say that? They were raising.
I'm raising cane. I said, wanted to go out and see what's going on.
What about beer? What did you call that?
Well, they call it homebrew. They used to make it homebrew brew in the countries way back years ago when I was young. And they made it there, and they didn't have no ice boxes then. And they stored it in the ground in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Dig a hole and put it down in there. If it got too hot, it'd blow. Call it brew. Homebrew.
Yeah. If something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just that.
Delicious, smell delicious.
Yeah, tell someone just smell it.
Real good.
Okay. Okay, so this is a, say if you have a belt and it's cowhide, it's got something on there to tell you that it's cowhide and not anything else. You know?
Genuine.
Okay.
Horsehide.
Okay. When sugar was weighed out of a barrel, you'd say that it was so
getting low.
Okay, but when they didn't package it first, when they just weighed it to you out of a barrel, you'd say the sugar was sold.
But by the pound.
Okay. Or sugar was sold in.
In small quantities.
Okay. You ever use the expression in bulk?
In bulk.
Uh huh. Or sugar was sold loose, or.
Well, they bought it, you know, the loose. We all bought it loose, 5 pound at a time, or 10 pound. You know, they just put it in a sack. They bought it in, and they weighed up, and then don't come in like 5 pound, 10 pound. Now that sack it, you know, take it out of the container and weigh it up to it.
Yeah.
And this book, it was a book where they bought it, 100 pound, at, you know, file that 100 pound sack.
Okay, what do you call it? Something that you can make out of apples or something like that?
Cider.
Okay, but something that you could spread on toast or biscuits. Not jam, but something.
Sauce? Apple sauce? Yeah.
No, it's something real common. I mean, women would make it and then put it in these special glasses and pour paraffin over it to seal it.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you have on the table to season the food with? You have your
salt.
What else?
Pepper.
Okay. Say there was some apples and a bowl of apples and a child wanted one. He'd tell someone.
You want the apple? Give him apple.
Okay. Or he'd say,
I want the apple. Give me apple.
Okay. If you don't have any money at all, you'd say you're
broke.
Or
busted.
You're not rich,
poor.
Okay. You say if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man.
With money, it would be. Everybody be laying for them, I'd figure. You know, people that have a lot of money, children, they have to watch the children mighty close. I knew some of the wealthy. And if people would steal them, you know, or swipe my reward, that's a miserable life. I'd figure if you had a lot of money and these gangsters knowing it, you'd have to terrible time to keeping your children. Like, well, you just might have to have in a private school, you know, they do what millionaires. I've known a few, Hill, Nelson Hill, R.G. Hill.